We do have Melissa Dykeshorn, Associate Veterinarian at the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic with us this morning. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How
feeling
are you?
Like summer out
it's
there.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's so welcome. I love it.
I know it was getting, it kind of got up into the 90s earlier, low 90s this week, and people, as soon as somebody started complaining, I said, wait a minute.
stop.
Yeah. We remember a few weeks ago when it was 30 or 40 and we were...
We were complaining about the grass not growing.
That's right.
And it's never going to be summer. Yes, I know. I know everybody doesn't deal with the heat well, but I'm a pretty big fan. So.
Yeah, that's right. So welcome to summer.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to be here. even if we're not getting the full privilege of some of those town celebrations and cool times so far, I'm pretty thankful that we can all enjoy the great outdoors right now. So
This would probably be a good year to sell horse tanks.
Yeah.
I think
we've already talked about it.
Yep, I bet. I bet. Well, and how are you welcoming summer out at the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic?
Well, we're kicking off June with a spay-neuter promotion. We do this twice a year, so you've heard me talk about it before, but it is a pretty important service that we offer, we think. So it's 20% discount on spays and neuters for dogs and cats. So, so if you're in need of that service, just give us a call this month and you'll get a 20%. So a fairly good chunk of change this month. So just give us a call if that's something that you're needing for your dogs and cats. So last month, we had our flea and tick and heartworm prevention month, and that still remains important. So we saw some fleas and ticks and got rid of some fleas and ticks and hopefully prevented infestations for those who picked up product. So appreciate that. Now I'll just highlight real quickly, Bravecto is our flea and tick product. And again, it has to be given only every 3 months and it is a pill. So if you buy it from our clinic, we will send you a paper reminder when that next dose is due. So that is nice. So still something to think about through the summer when we still have issues with fleas and ticks even all the way through the fall. So, and then Sentinel, our heartworm product, we talked about that last month as well, not only prevents against those heartworms, but it does treat those intestinal parasites and fleas. So it's kind of a 3-in-1 product. That's why we carry it over the other heartworm preventions. Great for those outdoor animals, hunting and working dogs that you're probably treating multiple times a year for, the tapeworms, hookworms, roundworms, whipworms. That product just treats that once a month. So that's kind of another selling point there. So it's just a good deal.
You bet. And of course, like we said, the ticks are out and the fleas and all that. So prevention is key, isn't it?
It sure is.
Any other tips for the dog and cat owners out there? Sure. I know we got a lot to deal with already, but there's still more, right?
Yeah. Well, we did talk a little bit about the heat every week, that first really hot, humid week in the summer, we think about it because we see some heat stress, some heat exhaustion. And that term just basically means anytime dogs and cats temperatures are normal, we consider all the way up to 102.5. So they run a little hotter than humans just normally. But anytime they get up to 103, 104 in response to that external heat, we consider that heat stress and that can turn quickly into heat exhaustion if we don't get some cooling mechanisms on board. So, we see it every summer, not necessarily on the hottest day of the year because humidity plays a big factor as well in heat exhaustion or becoming overheated. And so just things to think about. If you have a dog or cat that's going to spend those hot days outside, they just need a place to be shaded and then access to water all the time. So water is key. It's a very important cooling mechanism and very important entity for any human animal alike, but especially for our companion animals. They don't have that ability to sweat, and so they're mainly panting as a cooling mechanism. And if you've ever seen your feline companion panting, that's a more alarming thing. So the main things we need to think about, again, are the shade and the water if they're outside. If the predisposing factors, the animals I definitely see more often are older animals versus younger, and then overweight animals versus, thin or normal body condition animals. Those are definitely two predisposing factors. And then breed can play a part as well. If you have a short-nosed breed like a pug, English Bulldog, Boston Terrier, those kind of smush-faced dogs. Those animals tend to have smaller tracheas, less lung capacity, and so it is harder for them to cool. So I see more of those. And then again, the working dogs, Border Collies, Heelers, Catahoulas, Black Labs, they're bred to work. They want to get jobs done, and so they're chasing birds, moving cattle. Mm-hmm. They're responding to owner keys. So just make sure that you're giving them a little bit of rest every once in a while and then plenty of water. water breaks, because I would say the vast majority of my heat exhaustion cases have been, you know, in those breeds that are predisposed.
Right.
So yeah, so just something to think about there when you're out and about this summer. If they're panting excessively or not responding to their name, but maybe still conscious, all the way obviously down to that unconsciousness and, you know, seizures. Don't call us in the pasture. Don't call us in the backyard. Call us on your way to the clinic, because that's definitely an emergency situation.
Sure.
Yeah, and then just wanted to also say, you know, ice, you know, cooling is good, but cooling too quickly can be equally dangerous. So don't throw an ice pack on them. Don't throw them in an ice bath, you know, or even a really, really cold lake, mm-hmm. because cooling too quickly can be equally dangerous. So, you know, at a minimum, throw them in the vehicle, put the AC on high, and come to us. So,
yeah. And Winston's right behind you. He'll tell you the black coat is a little warm also on those animals.
Yes,
so if you got a darker colored, I notice he's kind of even slowed down a little bit on the hot days. So,
yeah. They sit, they pant, they lay on their sides. Black cattle, black dogs.
Yeah.
They're definitely more prone to it. So definitely something to think about. Yeah,
so take care of our small animal friends, our dogs and cats here during the summer months and the heat. Now, how about large animal producers, Melissa? Anything that they can do to keep the livestock cool and healthy this summer? What's some good tips there?
Well, the same principles apply to cattle and horses. Plenty of shade and plenty of water, you know. So, you know, the pasture season is upon us, and Scott, you don't have the time or the patience probably to listen to me go on and on about pasture utilization based on water location and shade location and fencing. It's kind of, Dr. Dirks likes to talk about embryo transfer. I like to talk about pasture. Uh-huh. So we'll skip that for now. But the calving season is finishing up or finished for most people. And I'll just put in one last call for those breeding soundness exams, you know, semen testing bulls before they head to pasture. You want to know they're working for you at the time of year they need to be working. So do get your bulls tested before they go to pasture. If you haven't already, think about fly control. You know, we've got multiple products and we can make recommendations to keep your cattle comfortable.
Kind of heard that's getting bad already, the flies.
Already, we're seeing a bunch of them already, unfortunately. So, yeah. And then we do rent out those. We have a couple pieces of equipment that we can rent out. So our portable Daniels hydraulic chute is available for rent. And then also our portable corrals, the Linweld Wrangler portable corrals that work really, really well if you're in need of something like that. So do know that you can rent those out this summer as well. And then we have technicians available for day mm-hmm. work if that's something that you're needing. So just another reminder there for summer stuff.
You bet. And like you said, you're still a phone call away always.
Sure,
they can call. Now with the new DHMs coming out, how are your offices doing? What are you?
Yep. So far, we're still trying to minimize through the door traffic. But as soon as those come into effect, we will make changes. Just know for right now, still call when you're in the parking lot. For the time being, but hopefully that will change soon. So hopefully next month we can have a new conversation, but still trying to be safe while we can. But obviously when that changes, we will let you know via Facebook, via call the clinic. We'll keep you updated.
You bet. And it's 402-336-3883.
Correct.
They can also check you out online at
Facebook.
O'Neill Veterinary
Clinic.
O'NeillVetClinic.com.
That's right.
All right. All kinds of good info out there. And like we said, take care of those animals here in the heat. And if you have
small,
any questions,
large,
there's no stupid questions.
That's correct. We're here all the time.
All right. Melissa, have a great weekend.
Yep. You too. Thanks, Scott.
Melissa Dykeshore, an associate veterinarian at the O'Neill Veterinary Clinic.